Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you really want to boost your confidence like some of those highly confident people you see out there who you really inspire to be like? Well, today I'm going to share three ways to be confident like 007 James Bond. Thank you for being here today and taking time out in your life to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end, because I have a special bonus tip for you then too. I can remember being a young teenager, late childhood, and watching a lot of James Bond and thinking, wow, he's so confident. I'd love to be like him. I wish I was like that. I'm not a confident person. And the man was just the definition of confidence. He just had so much trust in himself, so much belief in himself. And the amount of action he was taking was incredible. And James Bond does a number of things in order to demonstrate confidence, to demonstrate courage. And that's what we're going to go into today. I just want to point out, though, that if you continue to learn from people who aren't confident on how to be confident, then you're going to get bad results, which sounds obvious, but a lot of people are unconscious of this and they start or continue taking in information from the wrong people. And that's why I wanted to talk about James Bond. And I've been there, where I've been observing the wrong people or listening from the wrong people, someone who wasn't confident on how to be confident. So that's why I wanted to do today's episode on how to be confident like James Bond. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/Pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Here are the three ways James Bond really demonstrates confidence. The first one is James Bond embraces uncertainty, even in and especially in extreme cases. Now, James Bond is a fictional character, I get that. There are a lot of people out there like him, though. Not necessarily jumping from train to train or jumping from rooftops or in shootouts down alleys and things like that, or doing crazy stunts in cars. There are people who are living and allow themselves to live with a lot of uncertainty. He's obviously in a situation where it can be life or death pretty much every day. Now, the thing is, a lot of us can't embrace uncertainty in smaller circumstances. Things like, what are people going to think of me in this situation? What if I start a business and it doesn't work? What if I join this job and I don't like it? What if I jump into a relationship and I get hurt? And the thing is that I've learned from not only James Bond, but many people, and being able to use in my own life, is the ability to embrace uncertainty. I'm going to be really straight and direct with this point. There is no certainty in life. You don't know what's going to happen to tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen to your life. You don't know what's going to happen from people around you, what they could do, what could happen on this earth. The thing you can embrace certainty in, though, is yourself. Now, some people don't like that because as human beings, we have a need for certainty. Now, some more than others. And typically, I found that in jobs, people look for certainty, but there is no certainty in jobs. There is no certainty. It's a difficult concept to get through. Now, James Bond demonstrates uncertainty. And if you want to embrace more uncertainty, one book I'm going to suggest to you is The Inside Track by Peter Sage, because he goes into prison and he has no idea what's going to happen. And he has to really put his skills to the test, being a personal growth expert. So I definitely suggest reading that. Your ability to embrace uncertainty is going to enhance the quality of your life. So that's the first one. James Bond just embraces uncertainty like all the confident people I analyze do. The second point, and this is sounds so basic, but it's a mistake I used to make and I see so many people make. He doesn't talk down to himself. James Bond is very cool, very casual, usually, especially the ladies, and which makes him a legend. I always thought he's a bit of a legend in that way. He doesn't talk down to himself. When you're talking down to yourself, you're not doing you any favors. You're annoying the people around you and you're not being your best self for other people. Nobody likes it when someone just keeps talking down to themselves. It is a sympathy cry sometimes. Don't talk down to yourself. It just is selfish, quite honestly. Why is it selfish? It is selfish in the way that you're therefore not able to show up for people around you and feel good about yourself because you're talking down to yourself. And you're not able to impact more people by being your best confident self because you're talking down to yourself. And it's annoying for other people around you. I remember being in school as a teenager. I had a friend and she was so intelligent. And she'd be like, oh, I got like 3 A's and a B. Oh, I'm useless. And do you know how irritating that was? The thing was, I used to do it as well, and I wasn't so conscious of this stuff now. I was like, oh, I'm useless, pathetic. What girl would like to go out of me? And that kind of thing. And, oh, why do I always mess up in football? Oh, I'm useless. All these kind of things. And it just, annoyed other people around me. It does not do you any favours talking down to yourself, and people find it irritating, especially when you reject a compliment. That's an insult. So look at James Bond. He does not talk down to himself. Now you're thinking, oh, it's hard to talk good to myself. Well, yeah, if you've lived in a lifetime of talking down to yourself, that's any habit change. What's going to be your choice of hard, though? Is it going to be continuing to talk down to yourself, which drains your energy and drags everyone else down around you? Or is your hard going to be putting in a little bit of effort, which will eventually create momentum into talking well to yourself? I do identity statements and say amazing things to myself 10 times a day. Now, I'm not saying you need to say that 10 times a day. And by the way, there's always time for the most important thing. How much effort are you going to put in to change your life and other people by putting that effort into talking to yourself well? Okay, and then the third thing James Bond does is he makes a decision and executes it very, very quickly. Confident people make decisions. And this is not just something you're born with and then that's it. This is a skill you can build up. I used to be a massive overthinker, caught in paralysis by analysis. Now I'm an ability where I'll be like, make a decision on my business, on my social life, whatever. I'll make a decision and I'll go with it. And that builds confidence, even if I get it wrong, because we're always going to get things wrong, because that's life. Obviously, use common sense, use logic. Don't overanalyze it. And James Bond does this, even in life and death situations. He demonstrates the ability to make a decision and execute on it very, very quickly. And the bonus tip for today, James Bond has a purpose and passion in life. He loves saving the world. He loves going on adventures and stopping the evil in the world. Now, that's just his. Obviously, you don't have to be as dramatic as that. Now, for me, I love podcasting. I love sharing knowledge. I love helping people grow their podcasts. I love selling. I love writing books. That's something I'm passionate about, and it builds a lot of confidence. So make some time to really figure out what it is you love doing and make sure you schedule that in. And if you don't know, just think about, one, what you did as a kid, and two, experiment and try different things. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today on the analysis of James Bond and what makes him really, really confident. Thank you for listening. I respect you so much for taking time out to improve your life and therefore lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify. I don't have a massive organization promoting my podcast, so I really appreciate any shares, any ratings, reviews we can do to push it out to more people. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.